Hi, welcome to my podcast. If you're new here, I'm Mambo Sandy, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can also find me on Mayway. You also can find me here on Spotify, YouTube. You can find me on Vimeo, which I'll be posting there soon as well too. And the newest app is called Mewe, which is Mewe. All right. So, yes, you can reach me on Spotify and, of course, here on Anchor. So, I would like to get into the newest trend in the spiritual community or fad, what I am starting to see all over the places. These empathic memes, everyone claiming to be empathic. You know, when you were a child and Christmas would come and you were given a gift, but it really wasn't a gift that you wanted. It wasn't a gift that you asked for. Well, being an empath, for many of us that are truly empathic, we know otherwise. And this actually just does not go for just being an empath. It goes for other spiritual, so-called spiritual gifts, okay? Because having a gift is something that it can be good, but it's also having a spiritual gift is something that must be cultivated. And being a gift that takes time to be cultivated, it calls for a proper spiritual teacher that knows what they're doing, that has some clue as to what gift it is that you have. And being empathic is one of those gifts that it really takes some cultivation, because being empathic, it can interfere with your everyday life. Some examples of this when you are truly empathic is when you go to public areas, you may pick up on the people that are living and the people that were living at one point. So you're picking up on all the different energies, and sometimes you pick up on people's pain, people's sicknesses. You can pick up on people's anger, something that might have happened in that area at one time. So these are the things that when you are truly empathic, that can kind of interfere with your day. Many of us, we go to the supermarket on a daily basis, okay? You know, maybe once a week, twice a week, you go food shopping. People that are empathic, that have, I'm going to say, they're, because there's different levels of everything in life. But depending on the level of the empathy, okay, what can happen is, going in that supermarket is going to be more than what you bargained for. If you have not taken the time to basically dig into the root of your gift and understanding this gift, okay, it can be mind-blowing. And I'll share a quick story with you about this gift of being empathic. When my gift truly started to open up, I guess it had always been there in some way, some shape or form. But when I was in my early 20s, I was home one evening and I went to bed early. But I woke up because I felt this searing pain come through my chest. And it was a pain that I had never felt before. And it was hot, and it was just a feeling I never will forget. So I get through it, even though I felt like I was dying at the moment. I really felt like this was it. This was the end. The next morning, the young lady that lived downstairs from me, she said, "Did you hear what happened last night?" And I'm like, "No, what happened?" She said, "Well, you know, so-and-so around the corner, well, he got shot and they had to take him to the emergency room. And he barely made it." Now, I didn't say a word to her because I just went back upstairs and I sat there for a long period of time not believing what happened. I didn't even believe it, but my spirit, within my spirit, I knew this had happened. I'm going to say maybe 2 weeks after that incident, I was walking around the corner to get I was going to get a sandwich or something. And I got this overwhelming sense of sadness before I hit the corner. I mean, this sense of sadness was unbelievable. Well, what happened was that a woman's daughter, young little girl, had got hit by a car. And it wasn't looking good. All right. And I just remember feeling every emotion. Like I felt, I can't even explain it. But those are two stories of basically how being an empath can be. Some of us will also sense issues with other people, meaning, for example, maybe you're unclear with someone. Maybe you're going to an event and there are people there that have a problem with you. And this pain could manifest with back pain. It could manifest as a headache. It could manifest as hip pain. It could manifest in any kind of way. Okay? You could have a family member that maybe, you know, they're having issues, or maybe, you know, something is going on with something's about to happen at your job, or you're working with someone that could be sick, or they could be having some type of issue. You're going to feel that. So this goes beyond, "I feel sadness. I'm empathic. I feel sadness." No, that's not how it works. You can pick up on people's anxiety. Okay. If you have clients that you are, you know, it depends on where you are in your spiritual work. Okay. And like I said, this also depends on the level of empathy, you know, where you are as an empath. All right. You can pick up on your new clients or your current clients. You can pick up on certain issues they may have. You know, when I started reading for people, it got to a point where if someone had a hip problem, or if they were sick, or they had stomach issues and things like that, I would pick up on that like 2 to 3 days before they got to me. And this can be confusing. This can be a confusing situation if you don't have, I'm going to say you are in line with your spiritual guides. I mean, it took me time to figure it out because I hadn't met my godfather yet, but my spirits, you know, they let me know like, okay, this is why this is happening. But when I met my godfather, he put everything into line. He helped me to deal with this gift. Okay. And being empathic is something that can truly, if it's not controlled properly, impede on your life. And I'm here to tell you, unless you are on a forum where there's people there that know what they're talking about, that have dedicated their lives to understanding spiritual gifts, you are wasting your time. And unfortunately, everyone, as my godfather said in the prior podcast that he made, the last podcast that he made, was people are barely scratching the surface. So a lot of times in a lot of these forums, the blind are leading the blind. And they're giving advice that's going to make a situation worse. Or they're just scratching the surface. And God forbid you be the person that tries to help these people, help someone. You'll be attacked. You will be told, well, only your way. It can't, you know, there's many ways. Yes, there are many ways. There are many ways, but there's the right way. And the right way, many times, is not the easy way. And it's not a spiritual band-aid, which it has been the trend lately. It's been this trend lately. It's this is what has come about, okay? Because people don't truly want to properly train, okay? And they don't want to invest in their own spiritual well-being, but they want to basically call themselves light workers. Everyone is a light worker now. Everyone is a spiritual worker. Come on. We all have to wake up and smell the darn coffee, because if we don't, we're going to just keep chasing our tails, and we're going to listen to advice or take advice that really is not going to help us. And if it does, it's just scratching the surface. And what's sad is that many people that have these gifts, okay, are going to people, and these people are lighting candles for them, or these people are recommending ceremonies that are really not going to help them, rituals. And you know what's scary as of late? What is scary as of late is this. People are lying about their spiritual training. They're lying about their spiritual training just to make a buck. They're setting up eBay shops. They're setting up Etsy shops. What's this new one? Shopify. All these different things. I call them now spiritual pop-up shops. People are being led astray by the way, as my godfather says, the way people are dressing with these Halloween costumes. And the sad thing is that people that need help to deal with these gifts of empathy or their mediums or the different gifts that they have, they're not getting the help. Because it's so, and my godfather, he said this in his podcast that, you know, before you had to walk for so long, or you had to talk to so many different people before you found a spiritual worker. Well, you know what? Now the same thing is said for people being empathic. I've never met so many empaths in my life. I've never met so many mediums in my life. And this is sad, because there are people out there that are in need of help. And there is, because there's so many of these people that are untrained. So many of these forums where people, because they're cheap, and I'm just going to say what it is, because they are cheap, and they, before they, God forbid, depart with a dollar or depart with some money, they rather ask someone that doesn't have a clue as to what they're doing, and they're making and basically they're going to run make themselves run into a situation that is worse than where they started at. The situation is going to become compounded. Being an empath and having these spiritual gifts, many times you will notice those that truly have these gifts, many times they don't want to be around a lot of people. Many times they like just staying to themselves and just staying to themselves and just, you know, it depends. Like I said, it depends on the degree and where they are in their spiritual journey. If they're learning how to work with their gift, if they're learning how to deal with their gift, right? Because every gift has to be cultivated to some degree. There has to be a cultivation. There has to be a progression with these spiritual gifts, no matter what kind of gift it is. Because if the channel, if the vessel is unclear, this opens the door for so many different things to happen to the person and the people that they're trying to help. These spiritual gifts, when you are unclear and you're trying to help someone else, you just made your situation worse, because God forbid you don't know what that person might be carrying on them or might be attached to them. And now you don't have any training at all. You don't have any protection at all. And now you're going and you're dabbling with a situation that could cause you problems, could cause your family problems, because people don't want to get training. And this is sad. So, being an empath is not a trend. It's not a fad. It's not fun. It's not fun when your stomach starts to do flip-flops. It's not fun when you get migraines and headaches, and medication, my dear, will not stop it. If your pain is at a 10, almost past the pain scale, the standard pain scale, taking the aspirin or taking a Tylenol or an Aleve or any of those things, or trying to rub something on your back or your knee, wherever the pain is manifesting, it's not going to work. And that's another sign that this is something else. This is not physical. So these are the issues that many empaths deal with, but no one wants to talk about. These are the issues that no one wants to really dig deep into and only scratch the surface. Okay. So what happens is that, you know, people are looking for help, but they're not getting the help they need. And Instagram and Twitter and all these other places, I hate to say it, are just full of these pop-up shops, these pop-up spiritual workers that do not want to take, just sit down, basically have a seat, and understand that they are not equipped to deal with certain situations. They themselves are unclear. There are so many that know that they're supposed to take care of a situation, but they will not take care of that situation because they feel that they know more. They feel that they are above instruction. And these people will make excuse after excuse after excuse as to why they should not get help. And in turn, they are destroying other people's lives. This is why I say to you, just because you see someone puts in their bio that they are a witch or a medium or whatever, you need to do your proper research. Because anybody can throw up a website nowadays. And nowadays in the spiritual community, if you say something about this person being a fraud, or this person hasn't had proper spiritual training, people want to say that you're a hater. Whereas I remember before the internet, and you called yourself any type of spiritual worker, people would come and ask you how. People would ask you about your lineage. People would ask you, who is your madrina? Who is your padrino? Who is your mama or papa? Who did you come from? Where is your lineage? This is how things were. Now, someone has a dream, or something might happen to work for them, and they do it, and now they think they're qualified to do spiritual work, or now they think they're qualified to help people with their gifts. So you have all of these pop-up workshops with untrained people giving out bad advice. Anyway, my people out there that are listening to this podcast, if you truly are trying to learn more about your spiritual gifts, there's one thing that we all have, is a gut instinct. Your gut instinct, okay, will listen to it. Just listen to it. Don't force yourself if something seems wrong. Listen to yourself. Because one thing, self-preservation is a serious thing. Do yourself a favor and do your research. Because many things in the spiritual community have become fads and trends. And the true spiritual work is being overlooked. Well, if you have any comments or questions, please feel free to leave them here, and I will get to them, and I will do my best to respond. Please feel free to share this podcast, because there are so many people out there that are truly empathic, and they're going through things, and they feel alone. If you need a consultation, you can reach out to me, help@mambosandy.com. That's help@mambosandy.com. That's MAMBO.com. So help@mambosandy.com. I'm sorry. That's help@mambosandy, MAMBOSANDY.com. So that's help@mambosandy.com. All right. You have a great evening, and keep the faith, as my godfather would say.